This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Senior Bush administration officials continue to press Turkey to allow the deployment of tens of thousands of U.S. troops on Turkish soil in preparation for a war against Iraq. The government in Ankara is demanding an increase in the aid package Washington is offering before approving the deployment. Turkish officials say they're concerned about a war's effect on the country's economy and political stability. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
The U.S. ambassador to Turkey, Robert Pearson, handed Turkish Prime Minister Abdullah Gül Washington's final offer yesterday. A haggard-looking Pearson strained to express some confidence over the possible outcome of negotiations.
I can bring you the sense that we hope we can resolve this and that we are actively engaged in working this out with Turkey.
According to officials here, the two sides have agreed on the political and military framework for a possible war. Under this agreement, Iraq's territorial integrity will be respected, and the Turkish army will have a relatively free hand in operating against Kurdish separatists in northern Iraq and southern Turkey. The sticking point is money. Washington's offering Turkey a package of about $26 billion in loans and grants. The Turks want at least $32 billion. The Bush administration expected Turkey's parliament to vote earlier this week on whether to allow the deployments. That vote never came, and last night, the leader of Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, told Turkish television it's not likely to come anytime soon. During the course of the interview, Erdogan said the deal offered by Washington so far isn't good enough. Officials in Washington have suggested that Turkey's leaders are now backing out on a pledge to allow deployments already given last month. But according to Emin Şirin, deputy chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Relations, no such promise was made.
Who has given any promises to any Americans? I would like to hear about these promises. I think Turkey is going to take decisions about its own planning and not according to the military planning done in the United States.
That military planning in Washington envisages using Turkey as a staging ground for a so-called Northern Front in any possible war with Iraq. Despite talk of an alternate plan if Turkey rejects a U.S. request, Washington is counting on Ankara's support. Three high-level military and diplomatic teams under the leadership of former Ambassador Marisa Lino have been here for more than a week trying to hammer out a deal with their Turkish counterparts. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke to Prime Minister Gül in a further bid to persuade the Turkish leader. According to MP Emin Şirin, no deal will happen until Turkey's conditions are met.
Before allowing the American troops, I would like to see three concrete situations to be clarified. Number one, the security issue. Number two, the political map of the future Iraq. And number three, the economical package. If I don't see those things, nobody can make me to vote for American troops to transit through Turkey.
Some Turkish officials have complained they're being put under pressure by Washington. Onur Ömen is Turkey's former ambassador to NATO and a leading member of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Relations.
Americans know very well that the Turks do not operate under duress. It's not our tradition. You can persuade the Turks, but you cannot press the Turks to get the result you want.
But whether or not the result includes allowing U.S. troop deployments, most leaders here concede that Turkey will find it impossible to avoid being involved in a war that takes place just below its southeastern border. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.